Man charged over fatal shooting of baby in pram in New York. U.S. says it has arrested relatives of late Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. German males under 45 may need military approval for long stays abroad. Russian attack on Ukraine market kills 5. The man who became one of India's greatest stage queens. Cambodia unveils statue to honor famous landmine-sniffing rat. Artemis Sutek crew now halfway to moon as they take spectacular image of Earth. Fugitive mafia boss wanted for murder, arrested in Amalfi Coast luxury villa. World's oldest leader to get a deputy for first time in 43-year rule. Trump seeks $152 million to reopen notorious Alcatraz prison. Australians told to continue Easter travel plans despite fuel shortages. Football rally in Peru leaves one dead and dozens injured. Senegal bans ministers from foreign travel as oil price rise bites. Russia chose Easter escalation over ceasefire, says Zelensky. French-owned ship passes through Strait of Hormuz. Rapper Gucci Mane kidnapped and robbed by fellow artist. Prosecutors say Cuba begins releasing more than 2,000 prisoners as U.S. pressure mounts. Trump seeks $1.5 trillion for defense alongside domestic spending cuts. ICE wanted to build a detention center. This small farming town said no. What we know so far about the U.S. fighter jet shot down over Iran. After 16 years in power, could Viktor Orban finally be unseated? Faced with new energy shock, Europe asks if reviving nuclear is the answer. How Canada's largest gun control effort in decades is missing the mark. How Bombay went from a fort city to a bustling metropolis. We want a voice in our land, the people evicted to build Nigeria's capital. Unanswered questions remain after Australia's most wanted fugitive killed in standoff. Experts dispute U.S. account of deadly Iran sports hall strike in Limerd. Arlo Parks, I got out of my head and into my body. This has got me worried. Iranians fear what comes next after U.S. strike on Karaj Bridge. When will the Iran war end? Tracing the Trump administration's timelines. Researchers spent years interviewing 160 Bigfoot hunters. This is what they learned. Who is Christopher Leneve, set to lead the U.S. Army? What we know so far about the search for missing U.S. airmen in Iran. Watch Artemis II's journey so far as it leaves Earth orbit in 85 seconds. Watch Artemis II astronauts speak from space. What to know about acting Attorney General Todd Blanche? Saudi Arabia's non-oil business activity shrinks in March amid conflict, PMI shows. South Korea asks Gulf nations for steady energy supply, safety of Korean vessels. Trump, Israel pressure, Iran ahead of deadline as search continues for missing U.S. airmen. Trump, Israel pressure, Iran ahead of deadline as hunt continues for missing U.S. crew member. Israel preparing for attacks on Iranian energy sites, awaits U.S. green light, official says. Taiwan says it has assurances over LNG supplies from major country. India makes first Iranian oil purchase in 7 years with no payment problems. Ukrainian drone and missile attack kills at least one in southern Russia, governor says. Stick to Easter travel, Australians told, though hundreds of petrol stations dry Britain woos Anthropic expansion after U.S. defense clash, FT says. Striking JBS workers to return to Colorado plant on promise of talks. Russian stocks lower at close of trade. MOX Russia index unchanged. ISS recommends vote against BP board's move to scrap some climate reporting. Hedge funds sell global stocks at fastest pace in 13 years. Which global stocks offer high-quality dividends with low-cut risk? These 10 stocks are poised for earnings surprises in April. Morgan Stanley. Exclusive. 5 EU finance ministers call for windfall profit tax on energy companies. Nevada judge extends ban on Kalshi operating prediction market in state. Lucid misses first quarter vehicle delivery estimates on supplier disruptions.